Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Yeah, man, it's about time you answer your motherfucking phone, boy. Where you at, man? Niggas need you out there right now.
Hey, what's good, folks? You good?
Shit, man, trying to get that bomb on back, man. Beats are blowing me up all night. Had to turn my shit off last night, boy.
Damn, shit, we good. I just got some new shit on deck, too, boy.
Yeah, how long is it going to take you getting in town, man? Who's you now?
Shit, take me to my life, though. You think I'm just on the block, man.
All right, shit, that's love, boy.
That's what it is, boy.
I'm getting good. I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more. I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more.
You bust them off the rack, then you cut your onions, then you put them in the sack. Then you get your money, I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more.
Drop top 67, chopping down 11. G-Ball said he ready, and I bring that boy whatever. The cussies ain't complain, they gone, I'm David Blaine. My second fit for Remy, and that's worth that Eddie Kane. Yeah, I know on nights like this, you wish that it would rain. Diamonds fucking up your vision, fitting kicks the same. And my bitch the same, all my shit up in her name. And where I got them from and took them to, she couldn't explain. Bitch, I'm going in, 100 shots of him. Bet 100 that I win, then 100 blocks I been. They remember me because of money that I spent. And if I can recall it, it was all 100 then. Getting to the money, stacking up the paper. We been fucking hoes and pissing off the hate. 100 on the road, I might not see you later. Left the Pyrex on the stove and damn the burst up the potatoes. Cause
I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more. I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more.
You bust them off the rack, then you cut your onions, then you put them in the sack. Then you get your money, I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more.
Shout out to my team, infrared to beam. Won't let these pussies breathe. Hit the block with Lenny Squeeze. My niggas throwing lean. Any business popping beans. They rolling cook guns back to back. We smoking out the pee. I'm piecing out my pack. You never know what they gon' need. 20, 30 racks. I had them hoes on you like fleas. And we get so high that you might catch a nosebleed. But I got a P.O. Gotta keep my nose clean. Fresh out Neiman Marcus. Next, I been in Hanna's. Then we up in Adriana's. Let the customers come find us. 90 million served. I'm trying to keep up with McDonald's. Bundles on my counter. We gon' serve without a counter. If they ain't getting money, why the fuck is they around us? Swimming with piranhas. We will fuck around and drown them. One thing I can count on is a motherfucking digit. Yeah, don't matter where I put my feet, I always have some shit to say.
I'm getting them guns. They flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more. I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more.
You bust them off the rack, then you cut your onions, then you put them in the sack. Then you get your money, I'm getting them guns, they flying out the door. I'm getting them guns, I'm going to get some more.
Yeah, you're in the building with the boy quarter, the great fresh air to people's players, definitely in the building. You are tuned in to another installment of the Legal Dope Experience. This is Legal Dope Radio with your host, Quarter the Great, Mr. Man. They make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh air to people's players. Look, that was my intro pick of the week, man. That was the boy Ruckus 100, Get Him Gone. Yeah, me and the boy Ruck, man, we've been actually chopping it up lately.
Shout out to Pound Pusher
NT. Shout out to the boy Damo that made the shit happen. We actually in talks right now about some real good shit that's gonna happen
with myself and Pound Pusher ENT, man. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I actually just shot him the record, you know, for the first single off the new Raincoats and Umbrellas album. It's called Pellies and J's, you know what I'm saying? And Ruck actually just got it back to me, and his verse is crazy. I'm waiting on Young JR and the boy Scholar to do their verse. And then I'm going to get that out to y'all sooner than later. Also, the mixtape coming real soon. Legal Dope 2 is finally coming. Everybody been looking for it. So, you know, it's finally coming, man. And I'm really ready to get it out here to y'all, man, because it's going to be a real good look for the company and everything. I actually got some other stuff in the works right now as far as, you know, myself. I'm working, man. That's really all I'm doing. I ain't going even front, man. I'm out here working. I'm trying to get this money. But once again, like I said, that was a boy Ruckus 100. Get him gone. Legal Dope Radio. Today is April 25th. 2012, 6 minutes after the hour, and that's what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to get into another record right quick for y'all, man, just kind of keep it going. We got a guest tonight.
I'm looking for a butt.
Nah, it's no butt.
Okay.
Cat by the name of Kid Russell. Google him. He got a song out that's making a whole lot of buzz right now. It's called Pulaski Day. You know, I love Chicago. So, and it's actually doing real, it's good. It's making moves. It got 158 hits. The video got 158,000 hits on YouTube right now and climbing. So we're going to have them on tonight, and we're going to sit down and chop it up with them fools. So, you know, I also talked to the boy Side. He called the other day, and he gave y'all that fresh verse off of that old Psycho Drama record,
tough
man.
Tough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Tough You Thought, yeah.
Yeah, so I hit him up and I'm like, you know, you and Entertain called the other day, and they told us about the album release party. I think that was today's Wednesday. I think that was yesterday. That was Tuesday. Tonight they having What Am Wednesday.
What Am.
What Am. You know what I'm saying? They're having What Am Wednesday tonight. And I'll get that information for y'all in a minute.
What Am?
So, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to get into some more Quarter Key, man. Cause I did get a message the other day. People asked me why I don't play as much Quarter Key as I used to. So, I loaded up a few records, man. Get addicted.
Dread. What a key. Let's smile, let's concentrate. Oh.
I've got to make it out of no quickly. Can another pass to reflect me?
Yeah.
Set the time around, they won't get
okay.
Me. I am the right person. Won't hesitate, not even for a second. The hustle has become an obsession.
Can I share my feelings?
I'm on the front of
my share my feelings with y'all. Okay, trying not to wallow in my own pain. Another swallow from the bottle as I switch lanes. 120 down the freeway, listening and feeling it. Got me acting stupid in the pouring rain. This rap shit ain't paying, but we maintain. One call of pops and I can bring a June blizzard, man. And this is shit I just don't comprehend. Our niggas think it's cool to snitch as long as they ain't telling on their man. And send them at a nigga just because it's those up. And you got pride with half a brick and didn't put your dough up. No money for your lawyer, so you hit the ghost struck. And send them at a dude that you ain't cop from in 4 months. Yeah, I guess he felt it wasn't cute to go. Acting like he never heard to say how much he need before. A month later, dead a dope go. Foreman found dead with a bullet to the head in his own home. How much you take, nigga?
I'm trying to make it out of more quickly. Can't allow the past to reflect me. Let the trouble run, they won't give me. I am the right person. Won't hesitate, not even for a second. The hustle has become an obsession.
Yeah.
I'm on the front of my
dress. 6 hours in, still so many.
many keeping a deaf ear. Beethoven's wet, pay homage until I'm swept. Nothing left but a corner in my pint of this Corona. B said, just put a ring on it. Still, I don't own her. Still, I'm a zoner. Maybe I'm a product. Environment feeling question why I want to ride in tents. Jury on Kodak mode, I'm flashy. Kojak, the wrong solve crimes, they harass me. Know a nigga paid, life's open, so I get it in. Nigga want the crown, take it, I just wear my fitted in. Yeah, I'm super fly, no wings on. Booth is my runway, and I just want to swing home. Follow bricks like Dorothy, where's Toto? Run like Air Force, waiting for my solo. There's more, of course, I want the key before the lock change. Puff just to be a bad boy, I feel the lock's pain.
Yeah, you back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys, man. That was your boy, Sean Lennon. That's myself and the boy, Draz, Last Hope. That's actually off of Draz's Flight to Columbia mixtape, but we actually going to re-release that on the Legal Dope 2 mixtape, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Shit, man, first, what's going on, man? What's your week look like, man? How you?
Well, you know, as I said before, you know what I mean? I fell through . The other day and checked out Devin the Dude, man.
Yeah, how was it?
Awesome. Devin the Dude, you know, and if you, I'm an Avid fan, so it's not like I had to have the 2001 Chronic album, you know, to hear Fuckface. I mean, to hear
mm-hmm.
I Just Want to Fuck You, you know what I mean? Right. And then the whole the Fuckface with the Scarface, like I go way back, you know what I mean? So I sent the Odd Squad. I'm deeply rooted in hip hop, you know that. So it was a treat for me to go check out the homie.
Right.
You know, and to get there and just to see him rock, man. It was an intimate set, you know what I mean? It wasn't huge, wasn't House Blues, definitely wasn't a United Center, but it wasn't your typical hole in the wall joint either. It was nice, man, you know, and everybody who was in there was a fan, you know, they were singing words and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And I also got a little side treat too. Because, you know, when I went in, you know, I caught a couple of opening acts, you feel me? And when I got there, the boy Griffin, close friend of the Legal Dope Boys,
yeah,
was opening, you know. So I got a real treat, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you and I both know, we know the cat, but we don't know the cat,
right?
You know, and that's the first thing he said to me, you know what I mean? The boy was like, you know, man, Joe, I walk up to him, I tell him who I was, and the dude was like, man, Joe, it's a treat, bro, because, you know, like I said, I know you cats, but I really don't know you cats, you know what I mean? So
right.
Shout out to the boy Griffin. We had a pretty good time. You know, we partied, you know what I'm saying, for the majority of the night once I got into the spot, you know. Like I said, it just was a good time, bro. You know what I mean? And I believe he got more Griffin. You know what I mean? He shot me a mixtape. Of course, you already had it. You know, but he shot me a physical. You know, and I've been rocking to it since then. I'm listening to it now. So, big shout out to Griffin, man. Like I said, the boy's a good cat, man. You know what I mean? He got a song on the mixtape, you know, called Joey, I believe it's called, and that's his daughter. You know what I mean? And I called the cat the other day to holler at the dude, you know, just to check in on him, you know, like if he's a friend of the Legal Dope Boys, and then when I was able to put a face with the name, it was cool.
Right.
You know, and when I talked to him, bro, he texted me back, like, man, I got to call you back, bro. I'm putting my daughter to sleep type of shit, you know what I mean? And it made that song make sense to me.
Yeah, like I said, man, out of all of the people that we actually had on the show, he's one of those people that actually kept it 100% with us,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you got your few cats that came on and said, you know, hey, man, it's all love, man, anytime. And, you know, they say, man, just hit me up anytime. You know, we do this, we can do that or whatever. And nobody really ever falls through with that. So big shout out to the boy Griffin.
Huge shout out, man.
Actually, he hit me the other day on Twitter and shit. And he was telling me that he ran into you and shit. And he told me that you put him on the E-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, big shout out to the boy E-Dub. And I actually do got a Griffin record. I got the Permanently Church. I got
And that's my joint. You know what I mean? Let's hold that because like
yeah,
I say, I think he told me he wants to, you know, square shit away because I talked to him today, believe it or not, and like I just told the same story. I called him on some funny man shit, you know. I was riding up Ashland, you know, shout out to the Ashland Chronicles, CD in stores now. You know what I mean? But I was riding up Ashland. And I called him, like, man, where you at? So I'm riding up Ashland right now type of shit, you know. And he was like, man, Joe, yeah, you know, it's Joey time right now. with my daughter. So, like I said, again, big shout out to Griffin. You know what I mean? We're going to get the Calvin show. You know, I don't know interview shit because we've been there twice, you know what I mean, and done that already. But, you know, I want him to come through and explain my joint because Permanently Church is my joint. Listen to that right now. That's my, you know, I got a repeat joint every now and then. And that's my repeat joint right now. So big shout out to Griffin again. You know, we're going to see what the cat's up to, you know, pick his head with that particular song, see what was to that.
Hey, man, well, I got a treat for the people, man. Like I said, I'm just going to keep it rolling. I got a super treat for the people, man. Like I said, the boy side called in the other day. Said, man, why y'all ain't playing my shit? So, I'm going to play a couple records, but I'm going to do this first, man. Get addicted.
Listen, I don't think y'all understand what's going to happen, man. That's that shit right there, man. Big shout out to Psychodrama. Big shout out to the Drama War. Legal Dub Radio, man. Get addicted.
Loading the blow to Jamaican on the boss sled to fade it up. Two who consider here bled and gone. The four ranked up, done in the double up. Double pump, the pump niggas in the wrong. Nine in the right, but motherfucker in the wrong. Jaw broke, can I take on the toast? I go jump up with your mama left, banged up, who broke. Be ready for the fat, bitch. When I flex next, flex next, guess what's next? In flame, I say high blow, if I ever must. Never shout, but bitches got bitches on the side. Kick ride, no lane. It's how you play the game, that's why I'm dirty. At a high risk, shit goes quick too fast.
Body parts, stupid bitches ain't smart. Bitch, you got your car, bitch, you got got the Harvard on the real, it's who is got the God. See a hard job, hit the nigga with the bullwhip. Watch somebody do a full flip, but talking that bullshit. Standing in a pulpit, it can't pull shit except that motherfucker curtain down when it fall. Got the blood stains on the wall, and you know I have to have a son of a bastard stacker. Cause I shot him in a draw, he made a pause.
Shot him in a draw,
like that.
Made him pause.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Yo, you back to Legal Dope Boys, Joe, according to Great Fresh Air, the People's Player. That right there was Do What You Wanna Do by Psycho Drama, Chicago's very own. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, that is a hometown classic. If you're from the Chi and you don't know about the TD, about the Drama Award, you under a rock. You know what I mean? It's one of them kind of situations, man. So, again, big shout out to the boy Psy for coming through last week, dropping that classic 16 on us from What the Fuck You Thought. You know, that boy said, young buck to the head like Nexus. Get the fuck out of here, man, you know. Like I said, we got a big show, though, you know what I mean? Corey, Great Fresh Air, the People's Player, going to hit you with a little news, you know. I'm going to start right on the top, you know, talking about Beyonce, who was definitely named one of the America's most beautiful people, one of the world's most beautiful people by Time Magazine. That's normally dominated by Halle Berry. You know, a couple times, you know, it's been very few African-American women or women of color.
The most beautiful woman in the world!
Definitely, you know, definitely. So, some people find that kind of funny, you know what I mean? Some people say, oh, she's not that pretty and she's fake and this, that, or the other. Say what you want, Beyonce is fucking gorgeous, you know. So, like I said, she was named one of the world's most beautiful people. So, big shout out to Beyonce and the whole Carter family, you know. And I hear that they're trying to make another baby, too, because I guess they, you know, they're both been rumored to say, you know, out loud out of their mouth that they didn't want to spread their children's ages that far apart, you know. So if you were sick with the whole Blue Ivy Carter thing, but that consumed the news, get ready for round two, because I'm thinking, you know, if my sources tell me right, they're trying to do it again, only to keep the shit rolling as far as their children's ages, you know, and that's understandable, you know what I mean? So big shout out to the Carter family. And, on another note, big shout-out to Hov. Not only did he, you know, again, you know, keep himself in the number two spot right behind Diddy as far as the Forbes, as far as the richest hip-hop people in, you know, as far as the richest people in hip-hop, you know, and we'll get to that a little later on as far as the top five goes, but Jay-Z made another power move. I know he's been setting up for a while. I know you heard about it. The boy Hov is talking about moving the New Jersey Nets to Brooklyn to make them the Brooklyn Nets. Well, that is official. The New Jersey Nets played their last home game the other day, I believe Sunday or Monday. So there are the New Jersey Nets no longer. They're officially moving to Brooklyn next year when the season starts. They'll be in Brooklyn. So that's another power move from the boy Hov. You know, it's one of the reasons why, like I say, he has himself etched into the number two spot as far as, you know, hip-hop's riches. So big shout out to the Carter family once again, you know.
Shout out to Puffy.
Yeah, definitely. We can talk about it now, then. We'll talk about it now. I suppose we can do that right now because this came out last week, and, you know, we was all, you know, wrapped up in the whole shit we had going on last week that we didn't get to the list.
We still got the news. We still got the news.
Definitely. And the list, the list was the boy Puff, you know, without question. You know, everybody understands that. Puff's worth $550 million. $550 million, you know. Like I said, did he top that list once again? He topped it last year too. I think it was $475 million last year.
He didn't top it last year.
Hip hop. He was $25 million more than Hov.
You sure?
Positive. He was $25 million more than Hov last year. Yep, positive. So like I say, did he top it again? And a lot of that, you know, is due to the huge success of the Ciroc, you know.
You get a nice cut on that.
I read that too.
Man,
read
he
that
did
somewhere.
A nice cut.
I read that somewhere.
I'm gonna pull that up.
I'm gonna pull that up.
He got a real nice cut off of that. You know what I'm saying?
That homework or something.
Right. He got a real nice cut off of that. So, shout out to the boy Diddy. Who was under Diddy? Was it Dre, right? I mean, it was
no,
Diddy.
It's Hov.
It was
Diddy, then Hov.
If Diddy, then Hov. Hov's the number two with 460.
Then Dre.
And Dre doubled himself from a year ago. He doubled himself from a year ago. I don't know if that really.
Dre's a lick.
He doubled his worth last year. And everybody, there's no secret what that's from.
Right.
Them headphones. You know, and I go back to what I said, you know, a couple of months back, I believe, when we first came back for round two of the show. Somebody asked Ice Cube, you know, with him being a friend of Dre's, you know, somebody asked Ice Cube, what do you think about the Detox album? And Ice Cube's response was, would you put out a $10 CD if people was buying headphones for $300?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So big shout out to the boy Dre, because the boy doubled himself. He's worth $270 million. And coming in third was Baby. You know, I can't refrain from saying the baby money comment from Hov, you know what I mean? But the boy Baby was worth $125 million. Now, you know, everybody knows Baby has cake, and I'm not trying to hate on the boy, none of that shit, you know what I mean? I'm just going to say what he said, though.
Right.
You know, because everybody think, you know, I don't know what he was offended by. $125 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's cake.
Like, that's some folks' lottery winnings.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, he was saying he's worth $125 million. And the boy, don't quote me on this, but I'm going to paraphrase. The boy Baby said, you know, and I was going to do his voice because it's funny to me, but the boy said something to the tune of, man, I don't know where Forbes get that number from because I'm worth way more than that. Like, he was offended.
Right.
You can hear it in his voice. He was offended by the fact that they just had him at 125.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But big shout out to Baby for being worth 125, being that's a lot. And rounding up the top five was Curtis Jackson. Worth 110.
With the high 110, yeah. He sold them too.
And a lot of people misconstrue the fact that, you know, that the whole vitamin water and Coke merger, mm-hmm. you know, when they bought it for $400 million, that wasn't his drink by
right.
itself.
He had a chip in it.
He's not worth $400 million or whatever.
Yeah,
he just had a chip.
He just had a chip out the paint of the actual vehicle that they sold.
And right, exactly.
That chip of paint, that's the equivalent of what he had, but he got it.
Yeah, he cashed in though. That's like Magic. Everybody want to say Magic owns the Lakers, which isn't true. He had 5%.
Right.
Told his 5% for $25 million.
Right.
Almost 30 or whatever.
He had a lick in LA.
Lick though.
Yeah, the lick at the Dodgers though.
Yeah.
Shout out to Magic Johnson, son.
So like you say, man, that rounded out the top five of hip hop's riches. You know, that's the Forbes list. That came out last week actually, but like I said, we never really got around to that because
we was on 10 last week.
Yeah.
Who we had last week? We had the boy LeBoo. We had the Jetsons on last
week.
Yeah,
we were on 10 last week. Rolling, you know, they had us turned up because they was turned up. You know what I mean? So.
Hey, did you hear that Dre said the whole thing about taking the hologram on tour was false?
Yeah, I did. And I was, I guess, when I said something about that, that was me wishing because I wasn't
right.
there. Because I wanted to see the shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that was me. I definitely reported the shit, you know what I mean? But big shout out. Dre said he definitely wasn't going to pull it, you know. And if you're wondering why, you know, Dre even was talked about, it was because Dre allegedly called it Feeny. Tupac's mom, you
right.
know, and got the okay for the
hologram thing.
Yeah, she gave him the go.
She gave him the go.
And he made a donation, like I stated last week a little bit or whatever, when we touched on the shit. He made a little small donation. I don't know how small. I don't know what number. I don't know what the number was.
Right.
But the hologram itself cost $10 million.
Right.
I don't know
how much. There was a lot of different numbers on that, too. So that's an official number?
$10
million. $10
million
is the official number. Because I heard $10 million. I heard $400,000.
Mm, yeah.
I heard a ticket.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It was $10 million. The hologram itself cost $10 million, so I don't know how much Dre had to do with that, you know what I mean? But either way, it would have it. Big shout out to Dre, because the money he did give up, that was just a donation to the Tupac Foundation.
Shout out to the boy Dre.
That was awesome. But just to wrap it up, really, you know, AB Concepts is a company out of San Diego who did they produced a couple of things, but they did Chris Brown's performance for the Grammys and all that other shit. So,
uh-huh.
you know, that's what they're most famous for. They've done more than that.
Right.
And James Cameron owns the company,
okay.
from what I hear. You know, Avatar,
yeah.
.. You know what I mean? So just to fill you guys in, you know, hey, fuck Dr. Dre, man, with the hologram. So he's not going on tour. And I don't know how true it is as far as, you know, it being a Biggie hologram and
yeah.
Elvis coming back
it's
to life.
Coming, though. You better
and
believe it's
Michael
coming.
Michael Jackson, like, you know, like you hear
this?
A bunch of shit.
How about this? Same shit, switching gears. Check this out.
Do it.
Imagine, and you got to really be a music head, you understand what I'm saying, to honor this that I'm about to say, but imagine Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Imagine Woodstock again relived. Like, you got to just be a music freak to understand that. The fucked up part about it is they'd actually throw some rappers in it, which wouldn't be fucked up, but it'd be crazy. So big shout out to the actual hologram makers, because they cold.
AV Concepts.
Shit.
They whoop Debo and they cold.
They whoop Debo and they cold. Hey, so this is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna keep it rolling. You know what it is? It's Legal Dope Radio, man. It's 29 minutes after the hour. It's your boy Quarter the Great, Fresh Air to People's Players, definitely in the building. You know what it is, man. It's April 25th, and you know what we do every single Wednesday, man. We get y'all addicted. Shout out to the boy Young. Purple.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Yeah.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Purple, like a pound of purple.
Okay.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Purple, smelling like a pound of purple.
Came to the club reeking stupid fruity great. Ooey gooey sticky icky weedy with a great taste. On my Jimi Hendrix shit, I'm smoking purple haze. Same shit Prince was smoking when he made purple rain. Hit some dipset shit, purple city bird gang. High end fly, nigga. Birds playing, Gucci man ham with a big bag of purple. Damn right I'm going in, don't nobody smoke commercial. Sitting here chilling with some bitches steady flirting. Got this goofy weed from a nerd, I call it Steve Burton. $5,500 for the pound, and it's worth it. Gave Cortez a couple zones, told him go ahead and smoke. He a fool when he busted down and sold it. Made $5,500 and he went and bought his own shit. Went and bought a new whip, went and bought a blue chain. I told him he was tripping, should have got purple, man.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Purple, smelling like a pound of purple.
Okay. Came to the club, hopped out, real purple. Smoking good green and blue lean, make you purple. Sacramento King weed, just call it purple. Baltimore Raven weed, just call it purple. You can tell I'm winning when I come, I smell like Grimace. Spark a blunder for your niggas, spark a blunder for your bitches. Purple in my clothes, and it's purple in my fitted. When I'm done with this song, it's gon' paint a purple city. Purple, 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 I go so dumb with it. Not only am I smoking, I burn purple to the killer. I love them new fives, cause they got that purple in it. Goddamn, I didn't mention big boy, purple ribbon. It's a purple pen and I got a purple lighter. I just noticed that when I set my purple on fire. It's a purple pen and I got a purple lighter. I just noticed that when I set my purple on fire.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Purple, smelling like a pound of purple.
Okay.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
Legal Dope Radio, ladies and gentlemen, Quarter to the Great.
Mr. Man, they make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air to People's Players.
And you know me, Joe.
Joe.
That right there was Young Staff, the Walking Autograph.
Purple.
Featuring D-Lad. And my man right now has been abroad for a while. He's been on circling the world. You know what I mean? On his conquest to take over the world. He's been in VA and some other shit, you know what I'm saying? My man D-Lad will be back shortly. I rapped at him a couple days ago. He'll be back on his way. So, big shout out to my man D-Lad.
Man, shout out to Lad, man. Get addicted.
You know I'm
major.
Hello? Hello? Hey, Block. What up, nigga? Hey, where you at right now, bro? Shit, coming up back there. Where you at? Ah, shit, man. Motherfucker out here, man. Goddamn on Wright Street. First thing, you want a package, man. I can make it happen, but I ain't got it right now.
They need a pack. I can make it happen. Tune them packs. I can make it happen.
big transaction. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. Eyes wide shut. I'm blowing on loud. Call it hot fuck. Smoking no mouth. Think I'm gonna beat it. I'ma take it to trial. I can make it happen. Call my lawyer right now. Blowing on loud. Have me coughing and choking. Ain't smoking no mouth. Louisiana purchase. I got it from the south. Hook it down to the roaches. Look at my eyes. I can hardly keep them open. Need a cup of pies. I get them for the low key. Smelling my ride. You can tell I blow throaty. Riding all day. To the fast spot empty. You're looking for a place. Yeah, you need to get with me. Smoking on live. I just want to kick back. Ain't smoking no mind. You gotta have kickback. My blood bring that kickback. Call him Devin Hester. Make it for you. Who you know is setting that stuff? Cheaper than whoever. Say it to Cheddar. I'm on the move. More than Corrette. Keeping all the cash. Call me the collector. About to fool these niggas and this thing on the left. Say you need a pack. I can make it happen. Doing them packs. I can make it happen. Big transaction. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. Eyes wide shut. I'm blowing on loud. Call it hot fuck. Smoking no mouth. Think I'm gonna beat it. I'ma take it to trial. I can make it happen. Call my lawyer right now. I don't do lines with you. I make it to the clean. My bitch feel dope with me. I pay her in pain. Life is a movie. It should be in fear. Appetite for months. I just gotta feed. Never been to see. Mayweather. Dog, we up front. Like the A letter. All I do is count money. I should be the state treasurer. Go against the rules. Cause you niggas can't mess. Don't do dishes. I leave it to my bitches. Say you need a package. I'm on my way to get it. Caught up in the system. Got throw in my system. Fuck a judicial. I use it for municipal. I don't blow no mouth off, I can't see the crystal. Shitting on these niggas, I just need a roll of tissue. Already know the cost, ain't no need for you to mention. You say that it's a drop, I just think you dry kitchen. Say you need a pack, I can make it happen. Doing them packs, I can make it happen. Big transaction, I can make it happen. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. Eyes wide shut. I'm blowing on loud. Call it hot fuck. I ain't smoking no mouth. Think I'm gonna beat it. I'ma take it to trial. I can make it happen. Call my lawyer right now. I can make it happen.
With the legal dope boys, court of the great fresh air, the people's player.
Player!
You know what it is? With that right there was Block Life featuring the boy D Lad, you know. We just feeling ourselves. Shout out to my man D Lad, you know how it go.
Yeah, man, we feeling ourselves, man. We love this Lake County shit, man. You know what it is, man. Hey, Sex and Cereal was out right now. Download the motherfucking mixtape, man.
You heard him, shit. Aggression and all, nigga. Right,
download the motherfucking mixtape, man. Quit going and just listen. Mm-hmm. Download that shit, because it's rocking. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go download that, man. That pimp.com/MrBlockLife. Go get that. Hey, so like I say, man, I was still thinking about the hologram thing, right? Would you go and see?
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Period.
I'm there.
Period.
I'm there. Without question, like my old dude, shout out to Friday Night. My old dude, you know, he was hearing about the hologram shit and wondering what the hoopla was.
Mm-hmm.
I showed it to him. He said it was a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he said it was a little creepy. But it was pure greatness.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was pure greatness. Like, the fool said, "What up, Coachella?"
Right.
How the fuck did that happen?
And that was my question. My question was, would you go see a full concert with nothing but holograms?
Yes.
That's my question. Fresh Air says yes.
Yes, I definitely would, you know.
So that's my question. I'm going to put it out there on Twitter. If you ain't following us on Twitter, it's at Legal Dope Radio. Follow us on Twitter, man. You know what it is. Legal Dope Radio is what it is.
And this going to sound funny for y'all that know me, but you also can follow your boy Fresh Air, the People's Player, on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
You know, Fresh Air Fresh Air TPP, the People's Player. Fresh Air Tango Pierre, TPP, the People's Player. Get out your boy, man. Follow me. I follow back, you know. That's what I always wanted to say that. I heard people saying it on the radio and shit. You know what I mean? I've always wanted to say that.
I just said it. We follow back.
And I've had it for a while, like I told you earlier. I've had it for a while. It's not like I just, you know, climbed from under my rock. You know what I mean? I've had it for a while, my Twitter page, my Twitter account, but I just ain't been jamming with it the way that a radio host should, or the way that a celebrity should or would. You know what I mean? I've had it for a while, but I'm definitely in tune, you know. So like I said, follow your boy Fresh Air, TPP, the People's Player. Follow me at Twitter, man. You know what it is. Follow me on Twitter. I get back at my people.
Man, follow me on Twitter, man. Fresh Air, the People's Player, has finally said the words.
Damn it.
Follow me on Twitter. So follow the boy Fresh Air, the People's Player, on Twitter. That's Fresh Air, TPP. Timmy, Paul, Paul.
And it's funny because shout out to my man Jermaine, you know, rep for Houston, you know. I taught myself the phonetic alphabet, and what that is because a lot of people just say B is in the boy,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I taught myself the whole alphabet, you know, Alpha, Bravo, you know.
Yeah.
I did that, you know what I mean? So that's why I said Tango, Pierre, because those were actual shits, you know what I mean?
Right.
So whatever happened.
Hey,
the joke still lives and shit.
Hey, right. Hey, that's the funny part to it, though. Remember the first time fam sent us that shit and the shit played for like 0.2 seconds and shit?
Just like that.
The nigga freaked out, and I just did it again.
Just like that.
I was about to say get addicted and play the record. Hey, so check it out, man. Shit, man, what I want to do? This is what I'm going to do. I want some Griffin, man. Griffin
about the crazy. And I got on my homie too. Like I said, this is my man, bro. Like this is my, I'm fooling with the guy. You know what I'm saying? I walked in, you know, and it was somebody in front, like a couple people in front of him. You know, I mean, by the time I had a brew or two or whatever have you, he got on the stage and he did calendars.
Yeah.
Got up there and they was ripping it. The whole crew was ripping. And I don't want to butcher the other cast names because I know it's two other casts. And you know what I mean? So I'm not even gonna get into that. You know what I'm saying? But you can follow Griffin on Twitter as well. You know what I mean? But when I got in there, shout out to my homie. He freestyled for me because he butchered my verse. You know, and I told him about it. He just laughed about the shit. You know what I'm saying? The shit was fun. But he butchered challenges, man. That's my man, though, man. Big, huge shout out to Griffin, man. He just texted me, too, man. So he definitely getting addicted, man. He waited for a couple things to go down so he can follow us and get on with us on the show today. You know what I mean? Come call us and check us out.
Hey, man, well, I'm going to go back then, man. I got some, how about this, man? I'm going to play that Patriot Games, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Get addicted, man. Shout out to the boy Griffin.
Shout out to the boy Griffin. Yeah.
I'm too big to fail. Behold a pale horse, box cutter, airport, 9-11, what? Shut down the Air Force, calm, collected, do it all casually. I let Martin Luther die on that balcony and left dog testing. Boy, don't test me. Hooked Huey on Heron, told Hoover he sexy. Y'all fighting over peanuts, well I be on some other shit. Shit, turn Black Panthers into Bloods and Crips. Yep, who running it? Nope, not the government. Me, nigga, I'm the stock market when it plummeted. Yeah, so go on, catch that Pan Am flight. What, you scared? You fruity niggas down in life, unprepared. You marks will never stand this fight, cause ignorance is bliss, quick to make blood is life, right? Y'all niggas think y'all stacking paper, y'all ain't stacking shit. You think that Michael Jackson shit was an accident?
Back in the building with your boy Quarter the Great, Fresh Air of People's Players in the building, man. Legal Dope Radio. Got to give a shout out to the boy J5, the Fly Guy, Kickstand the Fourth, man. The boy S to the P, man. Got to give a shout out to those boys, man. You already know what it is, Legal Dope Radio. That last record, like I said, that's my man Griffin, Patriot Games. You know what I'm saying? That shit so hard, man. That boy go in. Hey, hey, and he keep it 100 too, as far as I ain't feel about whack ass niggas. And you know, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Just to change the gear up a little bit, you know.
I appreciate that.
Just to change the gear up a little bit. He said something that made me think about it, so I'm going to go right to it because I don't want to forget because it's kind of important to me. He said something about how Martin Luther King died on that balcony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that when that happened on April 4th, 1968, that Jesse Jackson was one of the three or four people that was there when it happened.
Right.
You know. Jesse Jackson has been in Lake County, to be specific, North Chicago, all weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and I was there at the rally. I didn't go Friday, but Saturday with the march and the rally at City Hall, I was there. And just to, you know, if you haven't been reading the paper or you haven't heard or, you know, you've just been somewhere else with yourself, you know, with all the bullshit that's going on as far, you know, and rest in peace, Dad, well, first of all, you know, and it's just time because, you know, they took the life of a good guy. You know, the police I'm talking about, they took the life of a good guy, you know. Jesse Jackson is, you know, he has been coming here. He's a friend of Miss Gloria Carr's. Like,
right.
Now, I see that.
Right.
But the dude's talking about opening up a Rainbow Push Coalition in North Chicago.
Gotta change a lot of shit, man.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I just want y'all to be aware. To be aware is to be alive.
Right.
Like my man Black Lord said, shout out to Black Lord. To be aware is to be alive, you know. And like, it's really opening up. It's too bad that, you know, anybody has to lose their life for people to see what's going on, whether it be Trayvon Martin, you know, Dagwood, or anybody else who's died in the past. Hell, Martin Luther King, for that matter, because, you know, it was a lot of shit going on before he died, before people decided to say, well, look, let's pay this to this, or let's do this that way. You know what I mean? And so I just want to let you know that, like I say, Jesse Jackson is, you know, along with, I want to say, Pastor Robertson from First Corinthians. I think they're teaming up together to bring a Rainbow Push Coalition to North Chicago.
That'd be crazy.
You know what I mean? And so that's huge because, like I say, they've been rallying and marching and just pretty much not letting the situation die because I believe they put the seven officers that killed Dag on paid administrative leave.
And that's bullshit.
And I believe what Jesse Jackson said was, you know, basically, what the fuck? Like, he's, you know, obviously he didn't say that, you know what I mean? But I think he said something along the lines of, that's vacation.
Exactly.
You feel me? Like, that's vacation, bro. Like, if you took paid leave from your job right now and did whatever you want to do with yourself, that'd be vacation. Like, to not have to get up in the morning and go punch a clock and still get paid for it would be a vacation.
Right.
You know, and that's why they've been marching, you know, this past Friday and Saturday and Monday as well. I believe the plan was to march to City Hall during a council meeting and pretty much cause some ruckus
and, you know, make some people aware of some things, you know,
right,
to the point to where they canceled the meeting on Monday. Like, they didn't have it. So they ended up just having a, you know, meeting, if you will,
right,
you know, for lack of a better term, at First Corinthians on Monday. And they talked about some things or whatever. Like, say, like my uncle said today, the news and the media has been in on Chicago pretty much camped out. Like, they've had stations in this bitch since that shit happened.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
what I mean? Like, they've been, like they here. You know what I mean? So just let you, just keep you all aware. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I was there for the rally in the march. You know, and I believe Friday they're supposed to come down with some kind of verdict as far as the fate of those police officers. So, you know, how Legal Dog Radio do it, will definitely keep you in tune, you know, I believe this time next week. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, when we reconvene for Legal Dog Radio, we'll let y'all know what's good with that. You know, just like just keep your eyes and your ears peeled, you know, because it's a situation I want all my Legal Dog fans to follow, because it's a serious issue, period. Police brutality, for that matter. You know, because it's been going on forever. You know, even if I got to go back as far as, you know, my man B-Rock and my man Block Life and me, for that matter. You know what I mean? But for them to take Dad's life was obviously a step too far. Straight up. So it's still Legal Dope Radio, man. Quarter to Great. Fresh Air, the People's Player. And we doing us, man. We having a good time. We serious sometimes. We have fun sometimes. We give y'all music. We give y'all insight. Give y'all the news, you know. That's what we do.
We do it.
Straight on up.
We do it.
Straight like that.
Straight like that, man. Hey, so since you brought up the boy Dag, man, I got to do this, man. I got to do this, man. Get addicted.
And you're gone. It's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga and they mama asking why. But I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in horn clock next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on. It's a trip, you're here today, but the next day you're gone. One day you're here.
Drama, everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those are hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the bin for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby.
ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoking sweet and so deep chickens, 4 o'clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder, smoker on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get squalling under city lights. Niggas be looking shy, so I look shy back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga down at 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumpy, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy son away? Man, if you got kids, show you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
Moment of silence for the fallen soldiers, and that's actually a clean segue for I guess my next little topic I wanted to bring up, because today actually marks the 10-year death of Left Eye.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the story. She lost her life in Honduras on, I guess, a retreat that she was calling it. You know, she just wanted to get away and find herself, fix herself up, you know, as far as what she was going through in her life. And today marks the 10th anniversary of her death. So, like I said, that was a clean segue as far as that song goes. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. That's crazy. It's been 10 whole years.
That's heavy. Yeah, I've seen a couple different things on her. I was watching a few things on her earlier today. So yeah, that was a tough loss. I'm almost choked up about that. I was really like, that really fucked me up. Especially I seen the, you know, as I'm sure you know, a lot of us did. I seen the actual documentary of when they were over there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every time I hear or even think about that, it's kind of heavy for the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know she was arguably, and you know the masses would say Lauryn Hill. But she was arguably, you know, one of the illest female MCs.
Right.
You know, she just happened to be in a R&B group that, you know, was predominant, you know, was, they had, you know, a plethora and a numerous amount of R&B hits, you know, and she was just kind of the odd girl out, if you will, as far as, you know, just having a song for her to throw her 16 on.
Right.
Type of thing, because she was a part of the group and it was obvious they was good friends, you know, so. Like I say, again, you know, today marks the 10th anniversary of Left Eye dying in that car accident over there in Honduras, you know. But, like I said, everybody, everything happens for a reason. You know, that made somebody a better person.
Right.
That made somebody a better person. So it's still Legal Dope Radio. We get addicted, man. I want to welcome all my callers, all my listeners on the web, you know, LegalDopeRadio.com. I want to welcome Courtney Key back to the show, you know, from last Wednesday. It's always a pleasure to have you, Porter the Great. What it do?
Oh, man, you know, chilling, minding my business, man. Doing my thing, man. I don't know, man. I'm working. That's why it'd be hard for me to, you know, I do a little bit of everything, man. So I do everything. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm always working. Like,
I'm
every single day.
I feel like a glove.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be, though. You know, everybody's supposed to feel that way.
Because I'm a fan. Like, you know, outside of the friendship and the co-host and the whatever title you want to put, you know, on our shit.
Right.
You feel me? I'm a fucking fan. So to be in this position right here, as far as that goes, to know, to see the growth of it, to hear a beat every now and then, and for you to call me with a hot 16 or 8 or 10 or whatever, and I'm almost done with this, and this is what I'm working on. Like, I need that shit. I want that shit. And then to hear the features, you know, that you working on, you know, napping for the whole joint, you know, it's like, I'm ready for the bullshit, you know? Definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely going down. Hey, so we got the boy Kid Russell coming up real soon, man. Like I said, he got a banging-ass record. You know what I mean? It's called Pulaski Day. We're going to get to him in a minute. Actually, I'm going to probably get to a record, and then we're going to get to him. We actually had a caller, but he faded out, whoever that was, that had the hand up. They wanted to jump in and chime in or whatever.
It's always cool to me when we have these kind of, you know, these kind of days where
yeah. The
lines just go crazy. But no one wants to talk.
Right.
And, you know, in the beginning, I remember me and you having this conversation. In the beginning, we were thirsty to talk to people and have fun and tell jokes and
uh-huh. Take
some callers, you know. But as the show went on, we realized that I guess we were doing a good thing because people just want to hear music and bullshit. You know, we give them knowledge. Like I say, we, you know, keep you in tune with political issues every now and then. We let you know what's going on in the hood, as we just did as far as the, you know, the whole Dagwood situation. You know, like, people here for that, and I guess we're here for them to get that, just like that. So, big shout-out to Legal Dope Radio. Big shout-out to Lil Licious, man. Last week was some monumental shit.
Yeah, we're going to bring that back, too. Today was a hectic day for me, man. I was driving Audis and shit.
There you go, man. Come on, I was all right, man.
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great. It was great. It was fast as fuck.
You was on the Buck 50 hydroplaning?
Man, it was not. I didn't want a hydroplane. It was amazing. You have to see it.
You almost soiled yourself?
It was let me tell you the beautiful part about it, though, man. It was like, we got all of these beautiful vehicles. It was like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we was being guided by A8. And,
I told you I've seen that before, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I was leaving the spot, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I rode past, I think I was driving the seven. What's the seven joint? The slantback joint.
The A7?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw that. I saw like 5, 6, 7, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I called you and you said, yeah. And you was, I heard you on the phone rubbing your hands together like, fool, my days is coming up. I got like two more days for my turn. So,
yeah.
You know, like I said, I saw that before. I saw the whole, you know, the whole Audi crew, if you will, you know what I mean? Or the caravan of Audis, you know, as far as you fools. That's a good look, bro. That's a real good look, man, because a lot of people think, and you know, them the haters, and I'm defending you right now. A lot of people say, ah, man, that nigga leasing them cars, you know.
Right.
Ah, man, that nigga doing this, you know what I mean? But you don't say that about your favorite rapper that's on BET
right.
or on such and such leasing them bitches. Like a motherfucker told me, I think it was Flay. Flay, one of the realest niggas in the world. I think Flay said, man, it costs money to lease them cars, too.
Hey, man, you know, like I said, it's funny you say that.
It costs money to lease them bitches, too, you know what I mean?
It's funny you say that because, you know, that's personal shit, you know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, a little rapper, you know, that has some personal shit to say about that. And, like, my thing about that is, you know, everything I do is work. You understand what I'm saying? Like, no matter how you get it, you feel me?
Yeah.
And, if I'm getting a little more than you, what I'm doing is legit, can't be mad at me.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was smart enough to put myself in a position to be able to do that and talk to you guys at Legal Dope Radio. Also make music at Sean Lennon. You understand what I'm saying? And a plethora of other things, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say,
it is hands like this, y'all.
You know what I mean? It is what it is. Like I say, it's Legal Dope Radio, man. The only place, and I repeat, the only place for underground hip hop around this bitch. You already know what it is. It's your boy Quarter the Great, Mr. May make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air People's Player.
God damn it,
nigga. And you know what it is, man. So look,
what I'm gonna do?
I'm going to get the homie on the line, man. Chop it up.
Follow us on Twitter, at Legal Dope Radio,
and
at Fresh Air TPP. The TPP is for the People's Player.
The People's Player.
You know, follow your boy, man. Just like that, man. Fresh Air.
Straight like that.
How you like that, Ray B? I got a Twitter. Just like that.
Straight like that, Ray.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, man, can I speak to Kid Russell?
This is
Kid Russell. What's happening, man? It's your boy Cordy the Great, Fresh Air to People's Player, Legal Dope Radio, man. How you?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, you know, just chilling out, man, doing our thing.
Nice.
Doing our thing, man. So basically, I'm going to break it down to the people how I got in tune with you.
Okay.
Follow Kid Russell on Twitter, at KIDDRUSSELL, correct?
That's right.
Follow Kid Russell on Twitter. I threw a shout-out to everybody on Twitter. And like I say, this is a platform for everybody as far as underground artists and everything that, you know, that or artists that's right there, you know, about to jump in. But this is a platform for all of us. So basically, I threw it out there, and I said,
Hello? I think I lost you. Hello?
Don't grip, no grass grows, but I like it like this. My home is east on North Avenue. No jobs left, but my mic's still lit. He don't work, but I like it like this. My home is east on North Avenue. All the streetlights are broken. The house next door's foreclosing. All the neighbors wave hello because they're all drunk, broke, and smoking. Like it like this. All the streetlights are broken. The house next door's foreclosing. All the neighbors wave hello because we're all drunk, broke, and smoking. My dad calls it reloading. These buildings here unopened. All the neighbors wave hello because we're all drunk, broke, and smoking. All the neighbors wave hello because we're all drunk, broke, and smoking.
All right, man, you know what it is. Your boys is back in the building. Quarter the Great, Fresh Air to People's Player is definitely in the building. That was that East North Avenue from the boy, Kid Russell, man. We're gonna get Kid Russell back on the line. We had a technical difficulty. There was a glitch in the system, and the glitch in the system bug bit us. So, you know, we're gonna get him back on, see if everything is good with him. Let's see.
Hello, pull them back up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Check 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
My man, hey man, 1,000 pardons, brother. We had a little glitch in the system. Somebody tried to hack us. They tried to hack into the Legal Dope system, and you know we attacked hackers. You know what I'm saying? So like I say, I was telling the story, man, of how I got in tune with you, and basically to make a long story short, I sent out a tweet to everybody. I got 15, 16 different MCs. I listened to the music, and you sent me the video for Pulaski Day.
Yeah, Pulaski Day.
Along with a couple other videos, but I like the Pulaski Day record. You know what I'm saying? So fam reached out. So instead of playing his music, basically what I did was I reached out for an interview. You know what I mean? Because you're making a lot of moves and you're making noise right now, and I wanted you to come on and, you know, tell Illegal Dope Boys and Illegal Dope, you know, family, like, you know, what's going on your side of town, man? Where you from? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let us know who Kid Russell is right now, man.
Man, I do alternative hip hop music, and we just signed a deal with Banana Beat Records, which is the home to like a group called Shwayze. I'm not sure if you guys are how familiar you are with Shwayze and Mickey Avalon and Johnny Polygon and a few other artists that are really doing well right now. But long story short, about 5 years ago, Shwayze was like literally my favorite group that came out. They had two hit singles, and we linked up with them, put Pulaski Day in this EP that we're putting out this summer together. And our next single, Are We Having Fun Yet? The video is actually bigger and better. It's a little crazier as well. And then, man, we're from Chicago. We got our own studio out here in Highwood, Illinois, and we basically just make our own music. We've got like 35 songs on TV the last 3 years, and we're just hustling, man, out of our backyards, you know what I mean?
Definitely. What up, Kid Russell? This is our Fresh Air Legal Dog Radio, bro. Hey, first of all, again, let the people know where you're from. You say you're from where in Illinois?
I'm from Highwood, Illinois, which is like about 20 minutes north of Chicago.
Right, Highwood, like damn near like Highland Park almost.
Yeah, right near Highland Park.
Okay, I definitely know where that is. I would consider that local. You know what I mean? Because like I said, we're from we're originally from North Chicago. We base our whole thing in Lake County, Illinois too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, East North Avenue Studios is in Lake Bluff, which is probably 10 minutes from North Chicago.
Definitely, definitely. You know, just to let the cat out the bag, I went to Lake Forest High School for a week or two.
Oh no. I didn't go there, but I went to Deerfield High School.
Same suit warmed over. That's a good look. That's a good look.
Yeah.
All right. So where you get your name from? Talk about that for a second.
Well, you know, people. My real name is Kip, K-I-P, and people would always say kid, because they never, when you say it, they call you Kid, they call you Tim, they call you all these random things. So people just started calling me Kid. My real last name is Russell, so I just stuck with Kid Russell.
You said your first name is Kip.
Like, yeah, K-I-P.
Like Skip without the S.
Yeah.
I dig that. So alternative hip-hop, man. School of people. Let them know. Give me your definition of alternative hip-hop.
I was just going to say that.
Well, we mixed I really call it just like just guitars, a lot more guitars in it. We can go anywhere from Jack. Like, we've opened for Uncle Cracker. You guys know who Uncle Cracker is, like sort of Kid Rock style. But we can also play with the Roots and Common and some dudes that are just straight hip-hop. So we have some records where I sing a lot and they're, you know, really rock influence, and then some records like Pulaski Day, which is just straight up like almost throwback 90s hip-hop record. And we've been, you know, fortunate to have a good mix. And actually, the mix really helped us out. We sort of happened by accident because I moved next to this guy who's now my producer, Matt Jenkins, and he was just like a old rock, you know, producer, and we just teamed up and made it like our own style. And that helped us get a lot of different songs on TV because some of our songs are like completely almost singing. And those license a lot better than hip-hop. So it's been a good move to have kind of like a foot in two doors, if you know what I mean.
Right. Did you, is that a genre, if you will, that you put yourself into? Or is that like, can you walk into your local record store and say, where's your alternative hip-hop?
It's a newer one, actually. It kind of happened because of this group called Shwayze, but there's some other groups out there that have been doing it for a long time. I mean, it's almost like, Run DMC was kind of like alternative hip hop where they mix like Aerosmith. It's rap rock, but not like the hardcore style like Linkin Park. So you definitely could go in there and be like with some alternative hip hop, and they probably point you to like groups like Shwayze, myself, and other people.
Right, and it's funny because I was listening to your joints, you know, and like you know, not that you use it as a gimmick because you know, like you know, music itself is not something you jump into because you want to. Well, you know, I can't say that so much as you know for a lot of different people, but music is not something that you jump into because you want a quick payday. Like to make music, you gotta feel it and love it. Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's kind of crazy. That's like you say, you took it where you're taking it to because you gotta love the shit. Like I mean, and I say all of that shit to say this. That's like you got one of those one sounds that will probably be successful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, you got a real good sound, man. Like I say, when I listened to the record, I was that's really what I was into. I was into the fact that it was different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I liked it. You know, I'm an MC myself, Quarter to Great. I'm an MC myself, and I appreciate different stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's the trick, and it took me a long time to kind of find where I'm comfortable. Like, and you said, it's not overnight success at all, and we're just starting to get it, and I'm probably, you know, almost 10 years in the game, and people are just starting to know my name. You know, it takes a long time to build. You got to learn the business. You got to learn what works. And then when you start becoming, like, what works for you, you know, and you guys have your own sound, what works for you is what will work, you know, and then that's when the people sort of react to it, you know, and that's sort of like the trick, I think, you know. When you're, like,
definitely
reflecting your sound, like, I want to say authentic, but, you know, or real, whatever you want to say, people sort of reflect to that because they relate to it right away. And actually, one of the groups that we work with, Shwayze, did the same thing, where they made this real beach music hip-hop that was perfect for L.A. because that's where they're from, you know, and that became, like, a huge sound that blew up a couple years ago.
Right, and like you said, you know, I mean, you know, you could say keeping it real because, you know, a lot of people, you know, misconstrue keeping it real with keeping it real. Like, that's, you know, to be redundant. Like, really, no, really, to be redundant, you know what I mean? But,
yeah,
you know, to keep it real is just simply keeping it real, and a lot of people don't do that shit, you know. It's kind of like the you know, since you said roots, and that's the first thing I thought about. In fact,
well,
the video they had back in the day, you know, what was it, What They Do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Roots had the video, What They Do, and it was like a lot of subtitles on the bottom of the screen with the typical hip-hop must-haves, you know, with the running scene and the, you know, the club scene with the bottles and the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's just not really keeping it real because a lot of people who make music and make videos can't afford them bottles that they have in those videos.
And I love
right.
that video bottle.
You know what I mean? And so that's why, that's kind of where the question came from as far as that goes.
Oh, man, it's tough because, you know, even like Pulaski, they like, we'll take that record to GCI, and like the dudes are all about it, but they get told what they have to play, and it's not working with their format right now, right? So you got all these other guys, and I know a bunch of dudes in the city, like the LEP Bogus Boys. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. The Bogus Boys, like, and they, you know, they've been chasing radio for a while, and they try to change their sound to fit what the radio wants right now, and it's just it never works, you know what I mean? You have to sort of find your sound, and that becomes what makes you stand out. And then now those guys are killing it, and I talked to them right before they released their last record, and, you know, they're starting to really get a huge push, and they're just being who they are, you know what I mean? And you chase what everyone else is doing, you know, it's going to be harder to make money in the long run, you know?
Definitely, and that's kind of why I kind of like them, because I think they felt the push to get over the hump as far as you know, making what, you know, the industry wanted, as far as what quote unquote they wanted,
right.
You know. But then you find themselves falling back to their original roots, you know what I mean? And then just making music, because like right now they got the new joint out right now with Raekwon in the video.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah. I actually caught a snippet of the whole thing. Is it pretty dope?
I watched it, but I didn't listen to it. I haven't heard the song, but I saw the video. Because I was doing 10 things at once, and I kind of just wanted to see what kind of video. You know, they make good videos. I want to see what kind of quality they're going to come out with, you know what I mean? And the video itself is dope, you know what I mean? But I didn't hear the song, though.
Yeah, they grind harder than almost anyone out there, man. They put out, like, 20 videos a year, you know?
Yeah.
You got to respect that.
Shout out to LEP Bubbles, boys, definitely.
Hey, man, well, you know what, man? I guess this is the perfect segue then, man. How about we go ahead and throw to your record?
Okay.
Pulaski Day, man. You go to your record, man. We're going to go ahead and spin that, come back to you, man, chop it up with you a little bit more.
All right, appreciate it.
Go on, throw to your joint.
Which record?
The Pulaski Day.
Oh, yeah. This is our latest single. It's got about almost 200,000 views on YouTube. It's called Pulaski Day, produced by Cisco Adler. Grab that on iTunes.
Grab that on iTunes, man. It's your boy, Kid Russell. Pulaski Day. Get a dick.
This goes out to all my people in Chicago celebrating on the first Monday of March. Just a shout-out to Kathy Schwab.
I wish I was in Chicago.
Let me tell you about the taste of Chicago. Take a hit, deep dish and a hot dog. Fireworks so bright, Wrigley Field, Bud Lights. We be going out all night. Getting drunk with my homies in Bucktown. Southside crunked up with the Sox crowd. St. Patty's Parade, lucky with the ladies. Damn, my government is shady. Taking cabs down Michigan Ave, fading away like Mike on the cab. Pancake house, mimosas, lifting cups up like Kane and Hosa. Getting juiced up like Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo,
Chicago,
yo,
I love you.
Twist the cap and tap the bottle. Sitting in Miami with a supermodel. I love New York and I love LA, but I wish I was in Chicago. 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 I wish I was in Chicago.
West Coast got Snoop and Easy. East got Jay and the South got Weezy. Y'all forgot that the shot's so breezy. 85 Bears made rap look easy. A little cheesy, but it's all good. Pull out your grills, we got brats to cook. Festivals in every neighborhood, man. We partying from Lake County to Cook. Little Italy, China, Greek town. No matter where you go, man, there's someone to meet now. Touchdown at a Harrow Midway. We gon' party like Pulaski Day.
Model. I love New York and I love LA, but I wish I was in Chicago. 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 I wish I was in Chicago.
North Beach in the summertime. Lakeshore Drive is on my mind. No matter where I go, the city's got my soul.
Pulaski Day, Pulaski Day. We gon' party like Pulaski.
Yeah, yeah, you back with the Legal Dope Boys. It's Quarter to Great.
Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of People's Player.
That song you just heard right there was Kid Russell. That was called Pulaski Day.
I like that.
I like that joint. And we're going to pull Kid Russell back on right now. Kid, you there?
Yeah, what up, guys?
Hey, check game, bro. On some real shit. From Lake County into Lake County. I like that shit, bro.
Yeah, that song's a monster, man. We hope it's in every car this summer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I really, really like that joint right there, man.
Man, I can hear that on a baseball, on a WGN. I can hear that.
Like on some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? I can hear that at Cubs, Sox games, and, you know what I'm saying, Bulls games. I can hear that everywhere. That was my thing when I heard it, because it felt like when I was listening to it, it felt like I was listening to something that was representing Chicago for real, like something that you would hear at one of those kind of events. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like on a commercial or something, like that's real good music right there, man. I can appreciate that.
So I got a question that I wondered, you know, for a couple of reasons, because like you said your name is Kip, K-I-P.
Right.
And then I heard you say this is our new joint. You know what I mean? So it's like talk to me. It's like, are you a group? Like I know that you're Kid Russell, but are you a group? Is it
you know,
a, you know, Kid Russell?
it's a force of habit. Like, I'm a solo artist, but I consider, like, you know, my team is a group, like the guy who produced it, Cisco, my other producer, Matt, my DJ. But it's, I'm definitely like a solo artist, but, you know, like these four or five guys help create my sound and help, you know, get it out there. So I guess I would, that, when I say we, I mean them and, you know, the PR from, you know, that we have for the label and stuff like that. So it's just like a force of habit, I think. So,
but yeah, it's definitely, no,
yeah,
no
I'm
doubt.
A solo artist.
No doubt. That's showing love to the people that matter in your life. That's a good look. That's a good look altogether.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been fortunate. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. It's your show.
I've just been fortunate to have, like, you know, those guys that ride with you for a long time, and I think that's, like, some of the most important part. Like, my DJ's been DJing for me for 7 years, you know, from our first big show to the stuff that we do now that we headline, you know. So it's good to have that, you know, in an industry that's tough to make any kind of headway, so.
Definitely. Like, I know where you're coming from only because I like to feel, I would like to say, and I'm going out on a limb here maybe, I would like to say that, you know, myself, and a couple other cats in, like you say, in Corda Key's life, you know, that, you know, we made an influence, not to say that we were a part or created his sound, but I would like to say that we were definitely a part of, you know, making the whole shit happen as far as, you know, his whole sound for that matter, you know what I mean? So I definitely can feel where you're coming from with that.
Yeah,
but team, whenever you in tune, like whenever you create, I believe, whenever you create music or, you know, anything, whether you do whatever size you do it of, and you have a team of people behind you, it's like everyone kind of has their own input as far as the actual project and actual product. And it really makes things a lot better because it's a lot of different points of view, you know what I mean, and on whatever particular record you guys are doing. So,
yeah.
Once again, like I said, I could really appreciate that record. I like it a lot.
I mean, you know, on one end, too, talking about the Pulaski Day joint, on one end, it's only obvious, you know, what inspired that song, but, you know, kind of tell me a little bit about that song, what inspired it, you know what I mean, how the studio session go, what brought you to Pulaski Day, as far as the name of it, you know what I mean, because the first thing popped in my head, you know, was, you know, are they, you know, from, you know, near Pulaski, are you, you know, this, that, or the other, so talk about the title of the joint.
Well, obviously, Pulaski Day is like a day off in Chicago, and it's sort of like our own holiday, so that's like sort of how it came full circle, but so growing up, that was like a day that we always, it was like the signalizing spring's coming, summer's around the corner. It was like that first day off of spring. But long story short, we flew out to Malibu to record with Cisco, and this is actually before we actually had the deal. I was just going to do straight like week in the studio with the guy because I was trying to get like a bigger sound. And we sort of hit it off in the studio, and I was out there with a buddy of mine, you know, Matt, the producer, and a buddy of mine, Ross, and we were literally writing the song, and we got to this part, and we had St. Paddy's Day there. We were like, we're going to party like St. Paddy's Day. And we're like, nah, that's not as much Chicago. And we just literally sang Pulaski Day in that part. And Cisco was like, yo, what the hell is Pulaski Day? You know, and he started laughing his ass off when we told him what it was. We're like, we got to leave that in there. And then it just sort of became like the anthem, you know. And it's different, and it's worked so far.
Fucking right. And like you said, It's so Chicago, you know what I mean? And it's cool that you said, you know, the whole spring is in the air, summer's around the corner type of thing, because when you hear it, like, you want to drop your top and drink a cold beverage and, you know, watch women walk by with short skirts on. Like I say, you know, like Lakeshore Drive, you know, Belmont Beach type of shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It feels just like that. It feels just like that. Like,
and the beat is, like, just, you know, I mean, super, like, upbeat and like, just has that, like, laid-back summer vibe to it. So, and we're just doing as much as we can to get the word out and get it there so it's in everyone's car this summer and really make a more splash. And just released this video game called Downhill Extreme. Just released it, and I've been getting a lot of, actually, new followers and different people on YouTube writing, you know, like, I heard you from this video game, you know? So we're just trying to get it everywhere, man.
That's definitely a good look, kid. Hey, so check it out. You know, over here at Legal Dope Radio, what we do, when we have a guest on, we always, you know, like you said, Corda Key, my man here, Sean Lennon, a.k.a., he's also an artist and an MC. And what we do when we have guests on, we always, you know, we interview the guest and talk to him for a while. And after that, we normally play a song from him. You know, and what I want to do, I want to play a song from you. I want you to listen to it. And I'm going to put you on hold while the song's on, obviously. And I want you to tell me your honest opinion. What the shit sounds like to you? Is it a banger? Do you like it? Is it whack? Trash it? Whatever. Whatever your feelings are, I want you to be honest, too.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna put you on hold right now. And I'm gonna go to this quarter key joint. This right here is Love Song, Quarter the Great. You gotta take this.
Yeah. I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Mama in the kitchen, pops on the corner. I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Kicking dope rhymes, remember them for y'all. Lyrics they be beating in the corner of my mind. Long litter cane, listen to the rhyme.
When
I just try, check the rhyme. My design, I would never fly, I can never fake it. I just keep it real, never could I hate. Listening to LL into the tape break. Run DMC and Jam Master J. Had me telling stories to the girls. Dougie had a nigga putting fly on top of fresh. Fat boy swags with the fat boys hat. Also B.I.G. and fun until they untimely death. Heavy D was killing them with Love Me For Me. Why CPO explained his ballad of a menace to the street. And now it's only 10 at time. Had me open to expressions over breaks in a beat. I ain't starting no beef. I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking to talk. Trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no game. I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just showing some love. Some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, 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 man, I'm just showing some love,
Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner, no more in the bedroom, beating on the wall, no. Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner, no more in the bedroom, beating on the wall, fist full of hope, trying to move it all, lyrics steady beating in the corner of my mind, pocket full of stones. I was trapped or die, dear mama couldn't save me on my own, I had to fly. I was banging Pac, wasn't big on Jay. Couldn't relate to Big, still relate to Face. Listening to Cube, America, KKK. Hoping I don't get a letter from the government today. Flavor Flame is happy saying 9-1-1 was a joke. And then the doctor's dropping chronic, set my city up in smoke. And I was 17, and fame it was but a dream. The allure of living life and never touch a gram of coke. And I mean, the biggest, biggest step on the scene. With a fistful of dollars, ain't no flaws in my team. Like it's one for the beat, I'm creating the buzz. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love. I ain't starting no beef, I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk, trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no game, I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love. Some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Check it, cool, hurt, Jazzy Jeff, Eric B, running for president, The prince was fresh, but Dougie, he was the best. While Uncle Russell and his brother had me thinking I was deaf.
Run,
champ, yes, yes, y'all. And it don't stop till 7:30 in the morning. Hop up out the bed and I turn my swag on. Hail Mary's in the mirror for the teachers that are gone. Like, screw, Soda Slim, Biggie, L Pun and Mo Pimp C and Easy. Fat patent proof, the slug to D12. Stack bundles, MC Trouble, stretching J Deal. Leah, left fine tie. Thailand, LA, Vegas, they got pie. Yaki Gaddafi said that he had died for Pac. And now they both are up in heaven looking down on hip hop. Yeah, Mac Dre the bass, JMJ, Osiris, we missed them. Buffy the beatbox, but Dougie had one. And now a moment of silence for each and every one.
That right there was Quarter the Great. That was a love song. You're in the middle of Legal Dog Radio. We're going to pull Kid Russell back on, get his opinion on the joint. Kid, you there?
Yeah, what up, y'all?
What's happening? What's happening? What you think, bro?
I like it, man. That's that like straight hip-hop track, you know what I mean? And I like the hook a lot, you know, just straight love. I can see that being a sick live joint.
And it's
funny you say that, man, because I actually got a live show coming up.
June 10th
at the Dark Room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a live show with a group out of Lake County called the Dirty Church Shots. You know what I'm saying? And they're live, they're full live band. So yeah, I got an actual show coming up June 10th, man, and I'm gonna rock. That's actually one of the records I'm gonna rock at the show. I got two or three other records. It's gonna be a real nice setup.
Yeah, it's like for like a straight hip hop crowd, that's gonna go over huge, you know what I mean? I mean, then there's lots of huge shout outs in there, and it's real, to me, that's like real throwback for me. It was dope.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why, you know, that's really what the hook was about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a real, it was a real honest hip-hop song, like a real honest ode to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? and the actual people in it, at the, you know, then and now. You know what I'm saying? Here and not here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's love, man. But like I say, I got a wide range of stuff, man, but that's just one of the records that I wanted to share with you. And the reason why I do it, you know, I had a person ask me this before, and they asked why I do it because, and I feel as an MC because I'm true to what I do. You know what I mean? And the reason why I play a record for the people that I have on is because I critique their music when they send it to me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give them the same opportunity. You feel me? So the song that the person sends, they decided to send that record. So I like to give that person the same opportunity to critique my record, just to be fair. You know what I'm saying? I like your music. I like the record that you. I like the Pulaski Day record, and I will definitely follow you. And I hope everybody else will follow at Kid Russell, KIDDRUSSELL. Follow Kid Russell on Twitter. But like I said, I'm gonna definitely follow you, man, because you got something going on, and I like it.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. And I'll definitely follow back, and hopefully we can all do a show together sometime.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna definitely shoot the link to everything I got going on over to you, man, and so we can definitely hook up.
I was just gonna say that too, Kid. It's Fresh Air again. I was just gonna say that, you know, with it being, first of all, you know, because I live and die my culture, which is hip hop, you know. So first of all, you know, it just with you know just as far as hip hop goes, but you know, on another level, with us all being from Lake County, I think it's imperative. I think it's imperative. I say that again, imperative that we hook up and do, if nothing else, have a hamburger, or if you're a vegan, have a, you know, lettuce sandwich or whatever have you, you know, and we need to go from there as far as just talking about just, you know, building a stronger bond as far as we go anyway. We have to do that. Like, that's imperative. I say it again.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Man. I mean, we're always in the studio as many people as we can, especially, you know what I mean, around town. I think that's part of the when I was first getting in it, like, you know, early 2002, 2005, actually, I didn't move back to, like, 2004, it was really hard to network. Like, people didn't want to let anyone, you know what I mean, in on whatever territory they thought they had. But I feel like Chicago sort of made a good flip, and the trick is just to keep working together and keep, you know, tying together sound and brand, you know what I mean? So I'm down whenever, 100%.
Definitely, definitely. And so before we get to this 941 caller, we see you. We're coming to you in a minute. Before we get to them, Kid Russell, what I want you to do is tell the world, you know, World Wide Web for that matter, and everybody else listening, all my legal dope fans, I want to tell you, I want you to tell them how to, you know, follow Kid Russell and, you know, look, you know, follow you around, look into what you got going on, the YouTube, the iTunes, whatever you got going on, bro.
You can go to basically everything, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, / Kid Russell, it's KIDDRUSSELL, or just go to my website, Kid Russell Music. com, and there's 21 free songs for anybody who goes there. Go ahead and download them. And the best place to follow me, I'd say, is Twitter, man. I think that's the, you know what I mean, the best experience anyone can get because I'm always tweeting back with everybody.
That's a good look, man. Well, first, I'm going to be the first person to say it before my co-host says it. I appreciate you coming through, Kid Russell. It was a blast. It was refreshing for me, no joke. Like,
yeah, it was all
I really enjoyed myself talking to you, bro.
Yeah, anytime, man. It's good to chop it up with guys that, you know, care about the business, so, you know, and music, so it's always fun.
Hey, Kid, another thing, Kid, man, whenever you got anything new, you're now a friend of the Dope Boys, you understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Whenever you got anything new, you know what I mean, you got a record you want to just test out, you want to throw it out there, you know, you got some new music that you're putting out there, man, make sure you shoot it over to us, man. Like I say, we gonna stay in touch, you know what I mean, but as far as on the music side, you are a friend of the Dope Boys now. So send anything you want over, man, and we'll get it on.
I appreciate it. The next single, I think, is like 3 weeks or 4 weeks away, and we're it's called Are We Having Fun Yet? It's going to be a big one. So I look forward to sending it to you. All right,
man. I'm looking forward to that, man. Well, we definitely, right. Like I say, man, we definitely appreciate you coming through, man. Kid Russell, everybody.
Anytime.
Hey. And also, Kid Russell, what I want you to do is stick around in the show. We got about a half hour, you know, 20 minutes or so left over. I definitely want you to stick around, you know, and get addicted to the rest of the show, man. I enjoy having you. 941, you on the air.
What's going on? It's Rick Dog.
Rick Dog, what's up, son?
What's up, stranger?
What's going on? You know how it's been?
Oh, man, you know, just chilling. You know how we do. How you?
All right, man. How y'all been, man? Y'all doing the show real nice, man. Just let y'all know, man. Keep up the good work, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate that, bro.
I definitely appreciate that, Rick Doll. And you know, me and you go back, like, you know, way back anyway. But, I mean, as far as the legal dope thing, like, you know, when we first started, it was one thing, which was, it was already pretty big in our eyes, you know, but we vowed to come back bigger and better when we took that little hiatus, you know, and that's just what we're working on right now, just making sure everything stays tight, you know.
For sure, I understand. Hey, I just want to let y'all know I'm dropping this Greatest Hits CD coming out in about a month, about like May 22nd.
But you know what it is, man. We're here every Wednesday, bro. Drop us some of that shit off, man. We play some of that shit. You know what it is.
For sure, man. I sent a few tracks, man. So, you know, when y'all got a chance, take your pick. You know what I'm saying? Some high original tracks going to be on the Greatest Hits CD.
That's a bet. Well, like I said, you know, we get a plethora, you know, some, you know, 100-some-odd joints, you know what I mean? But we definitely will have to go back. You might want to resend them only because, you know, I don't know when you sent them, you know. That could be 200-300 emails down, but just resend them or whatever, and we'll see what's going on with that, brother.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to keep in touch with y'all, man. Let y'all know where everybody can pick up these CDs. They're going to be in the local mom-and-pop shops, of course. You can get it off online. Wherever they can get it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. That's what it is, man. It's the boy Rick Dog.
A big shout-out to my man Rick Dog tuning in to Legal Dope Radio.
Man, Rick Dog is the guy. You know, he started this shit off with us. So big shout-out to that fool, man. Rick motherfucking Dog. Hey, the Greatest Hits CD going to be knocking.
On everything.
Hey, man, so I got to do it because I said I was going to do it, man. You know what it is. It's 41 after the hour. You're in the building with the Legal Dope Boys, man. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to get to the Freddie Free iPod pick of the week, followed by the Fresh Air pick of the week, followed by the Quarter the Great pick of the week. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start it off just like this, man. Seawall Mob, Wild Out, Get Addicted.
You know, I hear these niggas talking about who hot, who doing it. Nigga, we doing it. Y'all know who it is. It's the Mob.
Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out.
Team winning, that's just the beginning. Same old sign for a meal, yeah, that'll hurt they feelings. Turn up, ain't no ceiling, give me room, give me space. Bad bitches, give me ass, just assume I get safe. I'm a goon with a broom, watch me sweep these niggas. Mayday hopping out with an AK, Middle East, these niggas. Look how sweet these niggas, I'm not at least these niggas. They incomplete, they obsolete, so I delete these niggas. I'm a beast. No sleep, show no love or no mercy. Bitch, I ball for real, I ain't had to wear a jersey. Yo, bitch, she so thirsty, steady trying to go. Hear him talking, but it's low. Middle fingers, let him know, say fuck.
Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out.
Fuck what you talking about, cause you ain't talking about shit. What you pulling out that pistol for? We know you ain't gon' spit. E, double got that hot sauce. All my dogs got lockjaw. 16 with that right hand, then switch the clip and go southpaw. Screw loose, I might lose it. Flossing off, I'm so foolish. Your hands where my jewels is, and I'm quick to shoot them like Lucas. Niggas acting all badass with that tough talk, nigga, fuck y'all. Tried to chill on that bullshit, now that chopper finna get dust off. Gorilla like Congo, beat the block like Bongo. First stream, I'm falling out for that green team, no Rondo. Y'all niggas so brand new that I've been reppin' this real shit. Shot-town to the brain, got my veins pumping that ill shit.
Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out.
Fuck what you talking about, these niggas know what I'm about. My team sending live rounds and bullets go through compounds. Come from the lost found, we stack on boss pound. Posted on that strong loud, you can't swim, you gon' drown. We going in, I'm counting down, we going to win, we wildin' out. This strong wind is going round, they pouring gin, no nodding out. I'm born to sin, I am out, I'm throwing 10, I'm selling out. Free for all and bailing out, it's seawall, we yelling out. No peace talk, just cam out, I eat y'all, just swam down. My leash
off your man down the beach, dog, a damn hound. Thug, I took the robber out. Blood, I spill in large amounts. Middle finger ain't hard to count, so fuck what you talking about.
Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Wild out, wild out, wild out.
Illuminati in the party, them people taking pictures, paparazzi. Bitch, I know karate, got them choppers, Kawasaki, Hollis. Smoke loud like Molly. They mad as fuck if they not me. But them hoes can't see me. Nazis, I come back like Rocky. Rambo with that ammo. Hand grenade and a survivor knife. Combat boots and camos. Ride down and we hitting corners. Lie down when he gets cornered. Get it started, we live for it. We don't play bench warmers. Shoot that shit, I'm a quick scorer. Got clips for you when it gets boring. Don't get mad with a pimp on it. Ain't my fault your bitch going. Fuck what you talking about. My team winning, so the rest we hate. Been putting it down with no hesitation. Now where the fuck is my reparation?
Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out. Fuck what you talking about, my team winning, we wild out.
Yo, back with the Legal Dope Boys, quarter of the great fresh air of the people's player. That right there was C-Wall Mob. Fuck what you talking about.
Fuck what you talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
We wild out. Shout out to the boy Direct at the end. Sending up as always. Shout out to the boy.
Boy, you know we don't play. Bench warmer. Hey, so check game out, man. It's your boy fresh air of the people's player. Like the big homie said, you know, it was a Freddie Free iPod pick of the week like it always is.
Always is.
You know. But, you know, every now and then, my man breaks the rules and lets me pick one. You know what I mean? And like I told y'all, you know, I went to go check out the homie Devin, you know, and, you know, a close friend of the Legal Dope Boys was in the building repping that thing real hard, you know what I'm saying, my man Griffin, you know. And I got the mixtape from the kid, you know what I mean, and like I told him, you know, I've been rocking with the shit hard body ever since Saturday when I seen him last, you know what I mean, been rocking with the shit, bro. Top to bottom bangers, you know what I mean, like I got a couple favorites, you know what I mean, like 1 through 5 is my shit. The song about his daughter is my shit. The song with Swallow the Lyrics is my shit. You feel what I'm saying? So, big shout out to boy Griffin, you know. So, I picked Permanently Church.
Church.
You feel me? We're going to get to that joint in a minute. But what I'm going to try to do is see if I can get... Big shout out to Julio, too. You know what I mean? Hey, fam was up in the thing, you know what I mean? He had all the party favors. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my man Julio, you dig what I mean? But I'm going to see if after this joint come on, you know what I mean, after I rock this joint, I'm going to see if I can't get Griffin on the line real quick, you know, see if I can't get him to call in. I know he's listening. Shout out to my man Griffin. I'm going to see if I can get the homie to call in, bro, and just, you know, give a background on this joint, you know, and I'm going to see if, like, he told me a secret about the joint, and I kept it to my chest, but I'm going to see if I can't coerce him into letting it count the bag, you know what I mean, as far as what he got coming up, as far as Permanently Church, you know what I mean. But right now, we're going to get to the joint, so it's Permanently Church. My man Griffin, you know what I mean, featuring Julio.
Come in and cut it out.
Say that again, because I want him to hear it.
Cut me in and cut it out.
God damn it.
Cut me in or cut it out.
God damn it.
And that's Chuck.
Young kids, too. Get a ticket, man. They
successful. More successful. You're welcome.
It ain't nothing to a big doubt. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm Permanently Church. I'm sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm Permanently Church. Yeah, I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm Permanently Church. I'm sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Bright lights, big city, never alone. I got 25 angels with me, nigga, it's on. I'm a wax, so you can't get me. Immortalized through the pictures that I paint strictly. My words alive and them sentences jump off the page. Like they stalk and pray, murder spree. You can hear them screams from a block away. Emergency situation, I'm killing everything. Niggas trading information.
My birds are never sing, say it without hesitation. The circle's small, no complaining, we remain patient. Then heard them all, false statements and allegations. I heard them all, whole corporation disavowed. Ghost protocol went rogue, got a shitload of mercenary work. Pull a bank job, face mob, flirting with the clerk. I'm the merchant with the merch, permanently churched, turned up. Your whole crew surfing in the dirt.
It ain't nothing to a big doubt. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm firmly churched. And sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm firmly churched. Yeah, I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm firmly churched. Sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm permanently charged.
PM103, got the thugs motivated. I hustle in my sleep, I be dreaming, paper chasing. In the land of the free, most my niggas incarcerated. I just came up under 15, God's grace is barely made it. Name heavy in the streets, all my little niggas be staining. 30 poppers on the seat, fuck a charge, but all you paying. Find out, be on the same shit. Back to the same block, fucking niggas main bitch. Who thought he had a stock? Love, life, loyalty, we live, die, kill for. Grinding off a half a block, trying to see a meal, boy. Police want a nigga locked, send me to the bill for. The rest of my day, sucker box, I'd rather get killed on. Eaglewood, Southside, blocks hot, never born. Birds, no wings in the hood, the motherfuckers soaring. Plugs every city I done been in, like I'm fresh, I'm torn. I be state to state, getting cake. What the fuck
it
you
ain't
doing?
Nothing to a big doubt. I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm firmly churched. And sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm firmly churched. Yeah, I've seen it all, but these motherfuckers rather see me fall. Ooh, I'm firmly churched. Make sure that she love me, won't leave me alone. I ain't at the gym, but I'm blowing strong. Ooh, I'm permanently charged. Yeah.
It ain't nothing. Big shout out to the homeboy,
yeah.
Man. Hey, that right there is my shit. That's the Fresh Air iPod pick of the week, you know what I'm talking about? What the fuck? What did you say? Church?
Church.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my homeboy, Joe. I'm going to see if I can't get him to call in, man. If not, it ain't no biggie because he's a friend of the Dope Show. You know what I mean? And he will be back, so ain't no big deal. Album coming soon. Fan put me on game. Like I said, we was talking. You know what I mean? And album coming soon. He getting a good response on the whole as far as the whole Ashton Chronicles joint. He been through a whole plethora of the package. You know what I mean? He's going to re-roll another package to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? So, Ashton Chronicles is doing pretty good out here. Big shout out to my homeboy Griffin. Big shout out to my homeboy Julio Englewood. Good guy. You know what I'm saying? I can say he had all the party favors in the spot. You know what I mean? Big shout out to the homie, man. We had a good time, bro. Like you say, Quarter Key would have been in the building with me. Part of it's my fault, but the other part of it was last minute. I'm with the other homies. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Fo. Shout out to Archie and Lil Man. You know, we slid through the spot. You know what I mean? It's Legal Dope Radio, Quarter the Great. Show moving along pretty good, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, man, you know, it is what it is tonight, man. We partying.
We just about made ourselves seasoned vets.
Yeah, it's sweet.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's funny because somebody was talking about the other shows, and I called it the last season, right?
Yeah.
It was just the funniest shit ever. But it is what it is. You know, it's like, you know, last season will be available on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you ain't already got it, just, you know, go to thelegaldoperadio.com, man, and log in. And then you can actually subscribe to the actual show. And every single Wednesday, the show will be uploaded. Well, I'm sorry, every Thursday, you'll get the upload of the show. Thursday morning, you'll get the upload to the show directly in your iTunes. So definitely want to do that, man. LegalDopeRadio.com. Again, follow us on Twitter, at LegalDopeRadio, at FreshAirTPP, I'm sorry.
Duck
People's Player. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Griffin, man. Shout out to all of the motherfuckers that actually keep it 100 with us, man. And
I'm gonna say that one more time, fam. Follow your boy Fresh Air, the People's Player, on Twitter.
Funny. It's funny actually looking at the shit on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? TPP. So, yeah, like I said, man, follow us on Twitter, man. We getting it in tonight. Like I say, that was just permanently checked. The boy Griffin. Boy,
number five on the Ashland Chronicles.
Yeah.
You know.
Boy Julio and the boy Young Kid. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them fools. And before that, like I said, we did that Wild Out record. Tracks Bane, Direct Dub, the Gangsters, Savo, Dutch. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them fools. That was a real good record. And me, myself, and I have a record that I'm actually going to play. But I changed my mind. Now I don't want to play it. I'm going to play it next week. Because it's an iPod pick of the week, but it was an iPod pick like 2 weeks ago. And I didn't play it. But I started to. So, instead, what am I going to do?
I mean, you know, I got some favorites in the, you know, in the joint that I would love to hear if you're asking me.
What you got?
You know, I can't get enough of E-Dub. You know what I mean? That's my man. You know, the whole, you know, I'm talking to you, nigga. What's the name of the joint,
man?
Playing,
if I play Dub, I'm playing my shit.
Larry Hoover joint.
Yo. That Chicago shit. Tracks the ink. E-Dub the gangster. Also on the track. Y'all niggas should be standing up right now. Yo. It's the return of that street shit. Tired of hearing that weak shit. Back and forth with that water down. I done had enough, I'm getting seasick. Dulled out on that pox shit. Couple grand in my pocket. Leaning back in that cockpit with some sexy with me, she chocolate. You getting money with me, then follow. By any means, it's my motto. About business, kids, you gotta get it quick, cause you ain't promised tomorrow. They say more money, more problems. I'm ready though, cause I'm starving. I done barely even done scratch the surface already. Them haters watching. I'm out here hustling on the block, yeah. They getting money, that's on. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch, I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. It's that real shit, I don't play the game. If I'm talking about you, I say your name. New flow, I switch it up, I'm brand name. You stay the same, fresh to death, I'm casket clean. Chain shining like Vaseline. Every moment I'm on the block, my shit pumping like gasoline. Riding clean and riding dirty. Interstate, we flying birdies. If you ask if I'm getting money, that's hands down like 530. Shut it down when I'm on the scene. Balling out like Mr. Clean. Hate the steam and they intervene. My crew on deck, this shit Marines. I ain't worried about none of y'all. My temper short, my money tall. In the field, I'm Michael Vick. I call the plays, I run the ball. On the streets, I go to work. On the beats, I go berserk. Every day, my life on the line. If you scared to risk it, then go to church.
I'm out here hustling on the block. Yeah, they getting money, that's on. Yeah. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. Yeah. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch, I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
We believe in them teachers. My niggas deep and we eating. No make-believe, we major league. My eight squeeze if we beefing. That's all black like no cream. Spit crack like dope fiend. If you talk about ballin', bitch, I'm in the lane like Joe King. Good bread and I got toast. Shake cheese, no lactose. My gat close, I stack dough. My jewelry clean, my hat low. Riding around in that Chevy thing. My top down trunk full of noise. Hollywood on Sunset. My life's a place, say Illinois. Hat cocked to the right side. I'm turned up like high five. If you need that network, connect with me like Wi-Fi. Run the city like Jeff Ford, like Willie Lord, like Angelo. In the street, I got plenty goons. My name's ringing, I am the
code. I'm out here hustling on the block. Yeah, they getting money, that's on. Yeah. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. Yeah. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch, I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
Yeah, so you know. know what it is, man. It's your boy Quarter the Great, man. First 13 player. That's that boy E Dub, man. Larry Hoover. That's on Larry Hoover, the boy E Dub, man. Seawall Mob, Tracks Inc., man. Shout out to them fools, man. You know what it is, man. So it's about that time to say goodbye. Again, we appreciate everybody coming through, man. Make sure you come through next Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad
channel. You know what it is, man. Come back or fall back, nigga. Legal Dope Radio.
You know what I'm saying? Get down and lay down, man. You know what it is, man. So like I say, man, come back through next week, man. We appreciate everybody coming out. And like I always say before I leave, man, peace, love, and legal drugs.
Stay addicted.